Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Acesse suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们的节目提供多种语言，请看 suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/katabanschedule.
برامجنا متوفرة بالعديد من اللغات. يرجى زيارة suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Наша программа предлагает много языков. Пожалуйста, посмотрите suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Acara kami menyediakan banyak bahasa. Silakan lihat suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The Buddha power is always here. It just needs some time a channel, you know? Like the cable. We need it for electricity. Yeah? So if that person is a good person, you can channel some of the power naturally.
Please continue watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech,
Dutch,
English,
Finnish,
French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian,
Nepali,
Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Saludos, felices espectadores benevolentes. Mi nombre es Hugo. La gente pacífica de Uruguay les acompaña en el esfuerzo para embellecer nuestro planeta. Uruguay es un país socialmente avanzado, situado en la región sudeste de Sudamérica. Está clasificado en el primer lugar del continente en democracia, paz, libertad de prensa y prosperidad, limitando con Argentina, Brasil y el Océano Atlántico. Uruguay tiene un terreno llano y de suave relieve, con abundantes recursos de agua dulce. Montevideo, su capital, es el centro cultural y comercial del país y tiene mucho que ofrecer, incluyendo sus numerosos lugares históricos. La ciudad también cuenta con playas de arena, grandes parques, nostálgicos edificios, estilo Art Deco y un largo y ancho paseo, la Rambla, que recorre toda la línea costera de Montevideo. La tranquila ciudad de Colonia del Sacramento, con sus calles adoquinadas, es la ciudad más antigua del Uruguay. También es donde está situado el famoso barrio histórico, el cual está designado como sitio patrimonio de la humanidad por la UNESCO. Es un placer presentarles brevemente a la espectacular Uruguay, encantadores espectadores. Rezamos para que el amor de Dios colme sus vidas. Durante más de 3 décadas, la Maestra Suprema Qinghai ha iluminado nuestro mundo con sus enseñanzas divinas. Una maestra totalmente iluminada, ella imparte el método Quan Yin de meditación a aquellos que desean descubrir inmediatamente la naturaleza de Dios interna y alcanzar en una vida la liberación eterna del ciclo de la transmigración. El método Quan Yin ha sido practicado por todos los maestros iluminados, tales como Buda, Confucio, Guru Nanak, Jesucristo, Lao Tzu, el señor Krishna, el señor Mahavira, el profeta Mahoma, la paz sea con él y muchos más. Ella enfatiza que si siempre recordamos a Dios, ofrecemos servicios desinteresados a otros y seguimos las leyes del universo, alcanzaremos nuestro potencial más elevado como humanos y comprenderemos verdaderamente nuestro propósito en la Tierra. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai es un extraordinario ejemplo viviente de compasión, enviando frecuentemente asistencia material y financiera, además de amor a los refugiados, a los desamparados, a las víctimas de desastres naturales y a otros que necesitan ayuda. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai está profundamente agradecida con el amado Dios por toda la ayuda financiera, consuelo y apoyo para los afligidos y necesitados y o cualquier buena causa a través de los años como una humilde receptora para su compasión y amor hacia sus preciados hijos. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai recibe apoyo y amor de numerosas organizaciones, medios de comunicación, gobiernos y personas individuales, así como muchos galardones de su parte, como por ejemplo el Premio Guzi de la Paz 2006, considerado el Premio Nobel de la Paz de Oriente, el Premio al Liderazgo Mundial Espiritual en 1994, el Premio Mahavir en el 2008, la proclamación de los días 22 de febrero y 25 de octubre como Día de la Maestra Suprema Qinghai, nombrada ciudadana honoraria de los Estados Unidos, etc. Y ha sido honrada a través de los años con otros numerosos premios y galardones por sus excepcionales obras filantrópicas y humanitarias. Nos disculpamos por no poder mostrar otros muchos premios y honores por falta de espacio y tiempo. Como verdadera voz para nuestros preciosos amigos animales, la Maestra Suprema Qinghai promueve la pacífica y amorosa dieta a base de productos vegetales y prevé, con el despertar de la humanidad hacia lo sagrado de todas las vidas, un tranquilo y glorioso mundo completamente vegano, donde los animales y las personas vivan en dichosa armonía. Sus iniciativas para difundir la tendencia vegana son diversas y entre ellas incluyen la distribución del volante de vida alternativa, los restaurantes veganos internacionales Loving Hut, empresas de productos de alimentación veganos, productos de piel vegana, Supreme Master Television, además de hablar regularmente con influyentes líderes de gobierno y medios de comunicación y participar en conferencias televisadas sobre el cambio climático, etc. Tanto si somos conscientes de ello como si no, sus esfuerzos han tenido una enorme influencia sobre la conciencia mundial del estilo de vida respetuoso con los animales y de cómo esta manera benevolente puede traer paz duradera entre las naciones a la vez que salvamos nuestro planeta del cambio climático y de los desastres. A lo largo de los años, la Maestra Suprema Qinghai ha viajado por todo el mundo, desde las Américas hasta África, desde Europa hasta Oceanía, y ha ofrecido cientos de discursos al público y a sus discípulos sobre muchos temas espirituales. Hoy tenemos la bendición de presentar una de estas inspiradoras conferencias titulada
La historia de la creación, parte 2 de 4, en Entre Maestra y Discípulos, impartida en inglés el 26 de febrero del 2005.
In the beginning, I was humble. Some of you say, and now I don't look humble anymore. I'm too humble already. Yeah, I cannot be more humble. I'm humble, but I have to tell you the truth. If you ask me something, I'm also under oath like you, you know? I have to tell you the truth. Not that I'm proud or arrogant. How can you be proud anymore? Hmm? Besides, I come down here clean enough for you, make up the nice room for you to meditate. I'm not taking anything from you, I'm just coming here to serve you. I'm very humble already. Okay? Not that I'm saying it. Can you imagine? How humble I feel, how humble I must have been all this time to do the silent work. But I'm not here to be humble, all right? I'm not coming down here to be humble anyway. But by the way, what kind of humility has been heaped upon this body? Otherwise, nobody can humiliate me. Just a humble work, a humble situation, but nobody can humiliate me, yeah? Mm. Nevertheless, it's a very difficult place for me to stay long, yeah? And I've been staying very long, and may stay a little longer even, huh? So that is humble. It's not like doing this and that is a humble, no, no. You don't understand the real humility. But never mind, I don't need humility, yeah? I don't need it. I just use it sometimes for different purposes. I use everything for different purposes. I just really hope you understand and do not complain. I feel you were unhappy last night. Some are very happy, but some are not. want to go to be God up there. Be at least the 6th, 7th level. You cannot bear. It's not that I discriminate, all the beings there discriminate. You cannot bear the energy over there. That's why you sit down. Light attract light. Nothing that opposite or different can stay long together. Cannot bear the energy up there. Nobody will be able to pass through the border and stay alive. I mean, stay individual. You will bust into nothingness again. Your soul will be disintegrated, be gone, become dust. The moment you pass the border of the 6th level only. I'm not talking about 7, 8, 9. But you are lucky. You got the gift from the 7th level. Who will never? So in a way, even you could not get there, but you get the gift. You're connected. Just like you could not go to England for some reason. For example, Hungary before, they have been under different regime. And they might not be allowed into other country of Europe. But somebody European from there, from England, from bring the gift here. So this is English television, or this is, French perfume. Wouldn't it be nice already? Huh? Okay. I really don't mind taking you off all together there, but what for? I mean, you don't belong there. You wouldn't know what to do with there, even if you get there. It's completely different things. You'll be happier within the fifth world, yeah? Because that's where you belong. Some people, if you take them to another country, they feel so bad. They want to go back home, no matter what. Right? No matter what, how poor, difficult, they like to go back home. Because you belong there. Same energy, That's why it makes you feel like you belong there. Different group, different thing. That is a natural thing of the universe. If you put the bees together with the frog, I don't think they like each other very much. The bee will try to sting the frog try to eat the bee, and then, it's a cow. No? Yeah, what's for? And the bee is happier, he's free. As I is taking nectar from the flowers and doing his business, building his hive. No? The frog, he loves to be in the water. If he loves the bee so much, he takes the bee into the water, then the bee drown and die. See? What for the bee want to really go into the pond together, swimming with the frog? Huh? He will die. And if the bee loves the frog even so much, they want to take the frog into his hive. Now you capisce? It's the things of the universe, all right? We should be happy what we are, okay?
We are very happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
If you're not clear in any way, you're welcome to ask me. Because these are difficult things and you don't always hear it, so welcome to ask. Eh? Don't be afraid, I'm never angry with you. I promise, really not. If I appear to be a little rough because I want to clean that karma for you immediately, or else who can? When you go home, it's too late, no? Yes? You wanna ask?
Yes.
See. Come. Talk loud so that we don't. Oh, you want a microphone? Good. Yeah, before the inspiration.
I remember it was yesterday you talked about the way you were born.
Oh.
You know, you remember you said 2 days later you came?
Next day, the day later.
The day later.
At night, evening, yeah.
And you explained to us that you've never been human.
I'm not.
And don't you remember the feeling you had in the beginning?
No. I have to lock it up so that I can go in the body.
But I read a lot your poetry.
Yeah.
and always I felt that there was always one loneliness in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even
of course.
Until Silent Tears, where you begin your journey, spiritual really practice, you were always feeling lonely, but never sad, really sad, but lonely.
Alone, feeling alone.
Alone, like you really don't belong here.
Yeah, of course not. So why that?
Time before you remember back your
No,
origin.
Of course, no. I was a master in India before. It's longer when I came from the highest place, you see? I've been here before. So it's not like the first time. The first time it would be more difficult. I've been the master already before I came back into this body. Mm-hmm. Of course, so I have a choice to pick what body I come to. And it's also must have a connection, of course, ne? And my parents were my employees before. And they were okay, you know? They were closer. So it's easier to just pick that. Do you understand now?
Yeah.
But even though I was a master before, né? And I reached the fifth level before I passed, and then I come back, né? But even then, the karma of the sentient beings from the last life as being master was still there. So all this suffering. Understand?
Yeah.
Because at that time I'm still fifth level only.
Yeah.
I did not go up to higher level because I'm coming back, so why go back there and then come back here?
And come back.
I don't always go back to my home. I journey from one planet to another planet.
Mm-hmm.
And there I don't know my job and then I go because it's difficult to come back now again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard, but that's the way it is, no?
Yeah.
It's even harder for you to be here all the time and get harassed by hell. Huh?
Yeah.
But for that reason, it's good, it's worth it. Huh?
Yeah.
So I don't just come direct from my house.
Yes.
And then go into this body. No. That would be more impossible.
More impossible would be terrible.
First, I have to go slowly, you know? Maybe to different planet first. Get used to a little bit at a time. Like first to 8 and then 7 and 6, yeah? And then 5th. And sojourn there for a while with all the beings. So get acquainted with all the physical being habit from the 5th level, huh? And then from there, go to some a little bit more developed planet. Get used to more. And then less developed planet and less developed planet. You understand me?
Yes.
It doesn't go like from zit there. Impossible.
That's why the prophecies has time to tell us that at these 2,000 years later, someone will come to save us because the journey is already prepared for you to come to save us.
Oh, well. What are you talking about?
No, because
I prepare the journey.
Sometimes, you know, like Jesus, always it was said that at this time will be born a savior. Always, or for Muslims also, Mahomet was, we spoke about him that he was coming at his time. 1,000 years before, we said this time we'll see the born of a savior.
Mm-hmm.
Because you.
Some people can see the future, they say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mean it's already destined, yes.
Destined.
Yes. It's been prepared thousands of years before.
Yeah.
Thousands of years beforehand. You see, you have to go from step by step, right? And side step and all that in order to get used to it so that I can come down here.
Yes. And we took our ticket to be born with in your time.
Yeah, you're lucky people.
Yeah.
But somehow you might have earned it a little bit, you know? Like maybe in your past life, you have love for a master, yeah? Yeah, some of you like that. Like you don't even know that that person is a master, but you give him drink, you give him food with your love. And that earned you already a lot. I told you, it depends on who comes, you know? Depends on whom you give. Unconditionally. Because master from the fifth level, or any level, they don't, I don't mean anything from the fifth level, they don't come down as a god. They don't look like God, you know? They mostly would look like you, yeah? So sometimes they became even poor, yeah? Like Kabir, he's a cobbler, he don't even have money to feed his disciple. He got to borrow or sell his wife even, yeah? So if your chance to see such a person, and you didn't even know he's a master, or you know he's a master, doesn't matter, but with your love, you know, your kindness, you give him or her something at that time, then you earn merit. Then you'll be born again. Depends on how big your merit is. Depends on whom you give to, and you'll be born in a good time. Yeah? Even if you're born many times already, but you're born in the time that you see somebody great. For example, eh? Right. It would be excellent if God come down and look like God, eh? But how? The physical world is different, you know? Physical world is different. If you want to come down here from a higher level, because when I come down here, I came from the fifth level. The fifth level is between the so-called spiritual physical world, spiritual world, but spiritual physical. Ne? From the sixth up is pure spiritual. The higher, the purer, of course. Ne? And the ninth level, God resides. Yeah? And sometimes God come up and down in these different levels. Ne? But really, really, yeah. And from fifth level, I come down, then I have to be just like a fifth level being, citizen of the five worlds. So I have to choose affinity. Who has affinity to house that the soul that I have been before and house it back again? So it's not like you just come down and you come down, huh? God come down, have to reduce up to the fifth level first and lock up everything else from the fifth level upward. From the sixth level upward, God has to lock it all up in order to be able to integrate into the fifth level, yeah? And then, from the fifth level, then he can find the opportunity to come down. Yeah? Opportunity means, first he has to be, sowing a lot of seeds already of affinity. Yeah? Like he has to go to other planets already, a little bit higher or so, and befriend the beings there, and then those beings come down here, and then he come down as friends. And then you can be parents, because the law of the universe has to be respected. Even if you don't respect, you'll be in trouble. Even you are the president of this country, you go into the sea, you still need a mask, oxygen mask, and frock clothes, and all this kind of thing that is necessary for those worlds. And in order to go there, to get those, you have to go to the shop that sell them. Or as your subordinate, go and sell them, buy them, you know? And bring back to you and say, it's fit or not, and you got to practice for a while. Because even you are smart, you are the president, but you're not used to doing these things. So you have to learn, like everybody else. If you want to go to the sea, you just do it like a frog people, you like a diver people, you know? You cannot say, I'm president, I do different. Can you? I'm president, I don't need this. Who would I don't ever wear this? I get my assistant quick, I take this off me. I dive alone. Can you? Can you dive without mask, without oxygen, because you're president of the country? No. Do you understand now?
Yes.
So in order to come down here, for me, I had to prepare thousands of years. For other master, you know, not all the master are the same, hey? Some master from fifth level, some master from even fourth level. Some really any master come from God. The sixth level don't come down, seventh level don't come down, eighth level don't come down. The council is from the ninth level, and God is above that. Yes, that's that. Huh? That's the scale now. You see that, the ladder? Okay. So in order for the highest to come down to the lowest, it needs a lot of preparation. Yeah? Okay. Right. Anything else? Anything you ask? Yeah, here. Just talk.
Is it also possible, power of Buddha to be here to help people, not by physical bodies, but by power?
Understand.
Like Buddha, Jesus. Sometimes I meet some people. They can talk to Buddha or Jesus, and maybe sometimes they sit with me and they meditate with me. So. Uh-huh. And sometimes I feel the energy of Buddha or Jesus that bless us or talk to us.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel this energy is very, very high, very strong, and very lovely. I don't feel it is a fact.
Yeah. Of course, if somebody is on the higher level, then they are in connection with Jesus Buddha. Our people see Jesus Buddha all the time. What's the difference?
I mean, not people who practice this our method.
I know they can practice other method, and they can go to like third level even or fourth level. I met many of them outside. The Buddha power is always here. It just needs sometime a channel, you know, like the cable. We need it for electricity. Yeah. So if that person is a good person, you can channel some of the power naturally.
Sometimes they come to us and meditate with us, and
so it's okay.
I get irritated sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. It's because I practice the Guanyin method. So
sometimes
I sit with them, and but I feel the power. The power is true. It's not fact.
Sometimes not. Sometimes even the lower power can be very strong because it's so crude that you feel it immediately. The smoother, you don't feel it. Okay? Smoother power sometimes. In our method, you feel it more smooth. Like if you drive a car to car, like a Volkswagen, you can feel it when you put gas. But when you drive a Rolls Royce, it's so smooth. You don't even feel the transition. But it goes fast and it goes good. Yeah? So the strong engine doesn't mean always a good car. Alright? But it's not mean that everybody like that are bad, you know? Some are very good. Some people are four level, they don't even know. I meet them all the time. Yeah, really, fifth level. Of course, the people who eat meat and drink wine never can go to fifth level. They cannot even go to fourth level, but they came from the fourth level. Yeah. So sometimes even they eat meat and drink wine, the spot is still in there, and I know them. That's it. And then after they die, they pay all the debt that they incur here, and sickness and everything. Then they go back to the fourth level. So we meet saints all the time. I told you already, at this time even, I take them all up, just by the way. Yeah?
Espectadores iluminados,
agradecemos su compañía en el episodio de hoy titulado
La historia de la creación,
parte 2 de 4, entre maestra y discípulos. A continuación viene
del sagrado Tanakh del judaísmo, libro de Misley, Proverbios, selección de los capítulos 20 a 23, 28 y 29, parte 1 de 2,
en palabra de sabiduría, después de noticias de interés. Sigan con nosotros en Supreme Master Television para más programas positivos.
Que siempre estén bendecidos con el amor y la protección del cielo.
Enlightened viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Story of Creation, Part 2 of 4, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is From Judaism's Holy Tanakh, Book of Mishlei, Proverbs, selection from chapters 20 to 23, 28 and 29, Part 1 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you always be blessed with heavenly love and protection.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.